Father's Day is rapidly approaching, and we're on Instagram Live. You just go to Stu Epperson. You can watch. You can see exactly why I have a face for radio. That didn't sound too good, but it's so true. And we're gonna play this show back closer to Father's Day as well on my national show, Truth Talk Weekend. So we're excited about that. And if you are watching me on Facebook Live right now, I see some friends on there. I see Big Boy Hurt. Yes. I see Face 13. I see some awesome friends. Comment on how your dad made an impact on your life, and I'll read it right here off that screen. Give me some thumbs up and some shouts outs. I'll read that to our national radio audience listening right now. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884 is the toll-free number nationwide to call and tell us how your dad made a positive impact on your life. Now, Mr. Epperson, you have written an article that you are praying the Wall Street Journal will run
well
on a Father's Day, potentially. Tell us what compelled you to do such, sir.
Well, the statistics, you know, you look at the statistics, and that is never the true, correct, totally correct story. But the statistics are so much in favor of fatherhood. You would think everybody in the country was saying, please, fathers, stay involved with your children. Stay with the family. Don't get a divorce. Okay, the statistics are so high, you know, 75% more likely to do this, 75% more likely to do that. You've all heard this.
Right.
And so, but it's overwhelming. We play up things like it takes a village, and a village does help. That
right.
Raise a family. And we say that, and on Mother's Day, of course, we don't give enough attention to our mothers even.
Right.
Okay, but we do give much more than we do fathers. Yeah. I think everybody would.
Oh, yeah. Mother's Day is huge. Father's Day, what's the old, I mean, this is, what was it, James Dobson who did the study? It had to have been a decade ago where,
yeah.
What was that? Where Mother's Day came around and they sold out of Mother's Day cards.
This was Bill Glass, evangelist.
Yes,
Bill Glass.
That's who it was. Yes, sir.
Ministry.
Listen to this.
And most every prison ministry
wow.
I've heard has told me, including in Winston-Salem and other places, that this is basically true. On Mother's Day, they part of their ministry,
yep.
they give free cards to send to their mother. They run out of cards.
Mm.
On Father's Day, they make the same offer. Would you like a Father's Day card, free of charge, to the mail to your father?
Yeah.
Bill Glass was telling me in one of the major prisons, not one request for
wow.
Father's Day.
So Mother's Day, the mail carrier can't get all the cards out. Father's Day, it's crickets. No
yeah.
one want no Father's Day cards going out. There's
yeah.
this thing that John Eldredge calls, it's a father wound.
That's
a
right.
father wound. Now, I just got a cool one of my, okay, Big Boy Hurt, yes. My stepdad came to my life and taught me about Christ and left a good example of what a man of God looks like and a father looks like before he passed away. I try to be like what I saw in him. What a great testimony.
Yeah.
That just came in on my Instagram. There's Stu Epperson on the gram. You can watch live, although many of you would rather hear than watch see me, but if you're a part of my gram fam, which is growing every day, I'm telling you, leaps and bounds. If you want to call us and tell us how your dad, stepdad, coach, mentor, your parent figure made a father figure made a difference in your life, call us right now at 866-34-TRUTH. Toll free 866-348-7884. May even send you a copy of this book, Wild at Heart by John Eldredge, which really gets into how to find healing in the arms of the Father, the Heavenly Father. But, Dad, this thing so drove you and so moved you, seeing these statistics and seeing the way fathering isn't happening. So many dads checking out that you've been on a crusade for several decades now, haven't you, trying to...
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, sir.
Lots of causes. You know, poverty is one contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
Various ethnic groups, they have
right.
Individual factors that have driven up the fatherlessness. But I got to tell you, listen, a kid without a father has much less chance of being successful in life and realizing his potential. I can tell you that. And over, I've talked to individuals. What do you want to be? What are your dreams? Where are you going to go? And so on. They still have the dreams, but they don't have any means. They don't have. They,
yeah.
It takes away something from them. Confidence.
Yeah.
Sometimes, a basic morality. It's a different culture without your father.
Hmm.
Okay, or someone who compensates for your lack of a father in your life.
Wow. So there's just that. So many young people, guys and gals, looking for that direction, that compass, that a father can provide. And boy, I could hear it in your heart, Dad, just a burden that we go and we sometimes you just got to be that father in their life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biblical role of men to be fathers to the fatherless of God. And this is the power. There's so much in the Bible about Heavenly Father. And let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. Andrew's calling in. He's going to give a shout out to his dad. If you want to join Andrew and give a shout out to your dad, whether he's in heaven, like Big Hurt's stepdad is, who just left an awesome Instagram message for me, or maybe he's living, or maybe he is a coach, or a mentor, or a teacher, or a stepdad. Let's call in at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Andrew, you are on the Steve Noble Show. Guest hosting is Stu Epperson Jr., and our guest is Stu Epperson Sr. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, great to hear you, both of you, Stu's. Thank you so much. I'm gonna try and do this without breaking up too bad. My father went to be with the Lord about a year ago.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you, he showed me what it was like to be a dad and a husband and a father, and he showed me how to love the Lord first.
Andrew, let's see if we can. Andrew, you there?
I am here.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hey, man, you listen. God bless you, man, for sharing and sharing with tears in your eyes. What is? Tell us a little bit more about the impact your dad had on you while he was here. Would you finish that for us, especially for those that just joined us?
I sure will. My dad showed me to love your Lord your God first, and it was okay to stumble, and it was okay to fall. He showed you that Jesus always had a hand for you to get back up. And just exemplified as best he could with many faults, Christ-like behavior and everything he could do.
Mm.
And when he went to be with the Lord, I can honestly say, probably for the first time in my adult life, that I fully know I will see him again, because they say God only knows a man's heart, but my dad knew he showed his heart for the Lord so strongly that I am just so confident and can't wait to see him again.
Mm.
That's,
wow. Well, what do you say to Andrew, Dad? What a great testimony, huh?
Just, Andrew, you're doing the right thing in thanking God every day for your father.
Mm.
Good fathers are, I won't use the word rare. They're becoming less common in our country. We have kind of a cultural drift. It's not really a drift, and it's making fathers all but unnecessary.
And we want to hear your tribute to your father. When we come back, Stu Epperson in for Steve Noble. Hold on.